Can I help you with something?
Yeah, maybe. I'm having a bit of trouble with my research.
What seems to be the problem then?
Well, I'm writing my thesis on Korean pop culture, primarily in the 1980s, but I really can't find much along the lines of academic articles in Korean.
Wait, you read Korean?
Yes.
Are you from Korea or...?
No. I did my first degree there, in Seoul, and I studied Korean language while there. Well, both Korean and Chinese, but only 2 semesters of Chinese. Korean is my second language. I'm not exactly natively fluent, but well, I can get along just fine.
May I ask, how many years did you have to study to become proficient in Korean?
Let's see. 1 year in high school and then 4 years in undergrad. So, 5 years in total.
That's quite impressive. So now you are doing a degree that requires you to use Korean sources. Why can't you just look up articles in English?
I'm in the Asian Studies department, and one of the requirements of my master's program is to be able to do scholarly work in my language of study. I can use some English language material, but at least 70% of my sources need to be in Korean.
Do you write the paper in Korean as well?
No, I don't have to. Some students do. I won't, though. That's just too much work for me, unfortunately.
Fair enough. Now, can you explain exactly what the problem is when you are searching?
I search in the major databases and type in keywords in Korean, but almost nothing comes up. I thought they were global databases.
They are, but you might need to try different keywords.
I don't think that's it. I have tried a variety of terms.
Then it might be that Korean academic articles are not common in the major Western databases. To be honest, this is the first time I've encountered someone doing a search in Korean. Doing research in Spanish, French, German, you know, European languages is quite common, but not Asian languages. I think we're going to have to try a different approach entirely. I'd like to try things. First, we can look in our foreign language archive. You never know what you'll find there.
I didn't realise there was such a thing.
Most people don't. On the 7th story, we have a section dedicated to journals, books, newspapers, sound clips, and other materials that faculty or students have collected over the years. Since our Asian Studies department is a significant size, I wouldn't be surprised if you'll find a thing or two in there.
Am I allowed to check those materials out of the library?
No, unfortunately, anything from the archives has to stay. But you can spend all of the time you want there.
Okay.
Another option is to work with one of our partner universities in Korea.
I didn't realise we even had such things.
We have 3 partners over there, 2 in Seoul and 1 in a smaller city. This kind of situation is exactly what the partnerships were established for, you know, to share resources.
That's great.
What I can do is get in touch with my contacts with the respective libraries and ask them to do searches based on the criteria you provide me with. Then they will send me any relevant articles or other documents they find through our interlibrary loan system.
Brilliant. But how long will that take? I have some pretty tight deadlines.
Well, I've never actually contacted these specific individuals before, but at other universities, it is a rather quick process. I usually hear something within a few days.
Then, should I write something up for you right now?
That would be good. I think a 1-page description of your research topic should suffice. And perhaps a list of search terms as well. I obviously don't read Korean, so I'll just take whatever you give me and pass it on.
All right. Give me about 30 minutes.
No problem. I'm not going anywhere.